drive over there, Charlie, so let me check out this. Yeah, that's a good idea, John. Steering. Houston, turn off the front drive power, too. And I think you're right, because those front wheels were really digging in.
Okay.
If we just leave the TV on, just drive over to where we're going to sample these boulders and test this thing out a little. That mess you up too bad? Or do you lose sync or something and never get it back? I know there's some core tube caps in here somewhere, but basically, we're just going to drive slow because we want to check this baby out.
You need some more bags, John?
Yep.
And here's the setup on your seat. There's the core tube caps.
Copying you five by. Are you going? We understand you're going to drive over to the other area.
We'd like to, and we'd like to run through a rover steering test while we're doing it. What we're talking about doing, you see, what those boulders you're looking at, we're talking about driving around this crater, about halfway around it, to do the steering test.
Okay, sounds good. And we would like. After you've done that, we would like to go through a procedure of our own while you're on there.
Alrighty. You want to stay off and watch?
Yeah, I'm going to watch. Okay, Tony, did you get the double core? The top one was 29?
Yes, we copied that.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I get it, John. Go ahead and get in. I'll strap. We got it.
How about that one?
No, we believe it. We better get it out of there.
I wouldn't believe it if I saw it again. Here you go. Okay. Okay, you're all locked. Okay. And there's lots of glass around here.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is,
why don't you try,
I'm going to try the steering first, Charlie.
Okay. Why don't you just go to P primary and let me check, look at it.
Okay, we tried the forward and rear steering on bus B. We we have rear steering, we have forward steering, we have forward drop power, but we don't have any rear drop power on either bus. Let me try in the secondary.
Okay, John, we'd like you to try the TWM-1 on the left rear and right rear.
You want me to go to... Okay, you want... I'm in PWM-1 on left rear and right rear.
Right up.
How about if you want me to go to PWM-2 on the front rear?
Negative. We'd like all the drive enabled to PWM-1.
Okay, they're all on PWM-1, and do I have to be in PWM-1 select 1 or both?
Negative.
Oh, that's the problem. That's the problem. You weren't in both, huh? That is the problem. Somehow this guarded switch got moved to, isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You're still in one. Okay.
I'm going to turn off the front drop there.
Okay, you're in one.
There you go.
That's it.
Okay, now let's see if we got it.
Nope.
Okay, we'd like to go back to normal configuration.
That's what we're doing.
And that's right, your rear motor. Okay, you got it now.
The problem was used in the PWM-1 was PWM select was M1. That was the problem. Sorry about all that inconvenience.
We need the antenna touched up.
I could do if I drove slow. All right, be glad to.
Tony, this is really some rock. It's a two rock breccia with a matrix being blue to me in this light anyway, and the white clasp are a crystalline, fragments of crystalline rocks that appear to be fairly coarse grain. Take that back. Fine grain.
That's the one you want to turn over, Charlie.
This thing? No, you can't budget. Hey, I did budget.
Valley wants to turn that one over, Houston.
I want to get a chip out of it. Look at that rock over there, John. If that's not a crystalline rock, I'll...
The whole thing,
depressurize right?
Right
here.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't bet on that, Charlie.
Yeah, but I didn't get a close-up. I don't think we can turn that one over, John. I can move it, and I can rock it.
Wait a minute. Let's go over here. Look. Let's not put no effort into it. I believe we can push it this way.
Well, let's get a chunk off of it before we, push it.
No, I don't think so either.
That's a better one to turn over right down there. It's a little